you haven't decided where to take your vacation this summer in Michigan, we've got you covered. We all know about the big hits: Mackinac Island, Leelanau, the Lake Michigan shoreline, the Thumb, the Traverse City area. How about some of the lesser-known vacation spots that you might have overlooked? For that, we turn now to Jim Dufresne. He's the editorial director of MichiganTrailMaps.com, and he's the author of more than 20 outdoor hiking and camping books, including Lonely Planet Travel Guides. And he joins us here in the studio. It's very good to have you with us.
It's great to be here.
So, MichiganTrailMaps.com, tell us a little about what you do.
Well, MichiganTrailMaps.com is about a two-year-old website. It's a resource website. And what we do is we go out and we map trails with GPS units, and we use topos and satellite imagery, produce these great trail maps, post them online with trail descriptions and the kind of information you need. People can go on there, search by trails, by county or activity. The great thing is you read about a trail, you can download that map, print it out, put it in your back pocket, go hiking or mountain biking or skiing or whatever you're thinking of doing that trail. It's kind of a, we really like to promote trail usage.
And Michigan is just very, very rich with great trails, aren't we?
Absolutely. And one of the reasons is because we have three national parks. We have one of the best state park systems. We have a huge acreage of public land. We have four national forests. We have like six state forest areas. All that public land lends itself to great trails. We also had a lot of railroads, so that's the reason for the growing number of rail trails that are also taking place.
Did I hear, tell me if I'm wrong, but I thought I heard this week somewhere that Michigan leads the nation in the rail into trail.
Well, I've always thought it was second and third. And
still way up there.
Still way up there.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the other thing we have that a lot of people don't realize is that the North Country Trail, which is a national trail that someday will be like 4,500 miles long from North Dakota to New York, we have the biggest chunk, 1,100 miles, because it goes right across the UP, crosses the Mackinac Bridge, goes right through the middle of the Lower Peninsula, and then heads out in Ohio and so forth as it heads east. We were just really blessed with a wonderful trail system in Michigan.
And Jim Dufresne, you have traveled all over the world. What was it that brought you back to Michigan and really roots you here and has you so enthusiastic?
Well, I was born and raised in Michigan. I grew up in Michigan. I'm a Michigan State grad and so forth. But I had lived in other places, particularly Alaska. And the two things I soon discovered early in my life was that, one, I love coastline. Well, believe it or not, Alaska has the most. Michigan's number two. Mm. The other thing I really like is outdoor areas, wilderness areas, and while Alaska is a phenomenal place, Michigan's just, we just have a gem of a state. The only thing we don't have here, though, I kind of miss is mountains. But, you know, I can live with sand dunes, so that's
great.
Can't
have everything, right?
Yeah, right, exactly.
I'm talking with Jim Dufresne, who's the editorial director of MichiganTrailMaps.com, and we're going to get into some hidden vacation gems, and we've asked Jim about to bring us his top five Michigan hidden vacation gems. So where do you want to start? What's your...
Let's start with the number one, and that's the Manitou Islands. And Sleeping Bear Dunes National Lakeshore, a phenomenal place.
Yes.
Gets a lot of recognition.
It does.
Ever since it got in Good Morning America, it's the most beautiful place in the country. And then I was a little, well, it's beautiful. I wasn't sure about that, but, you know, that's okay. And if you go up there during the summer, it can be kind of crowded at times.
Yes.
The Manitou Islands, as a lot of people don't realize, it's part of the National Lakeshore. You jump on a ferry in Leland. You head out to either the South or North Manitou. Mm. They're great places to escape to. Now, a lot of people go out there and camp for a couple days. But South Manitou Island itself lends itself really well just to do a day visit. The ferry would arrive at 11 and comes back around 4:30 to take it back to Leland. And that gives you 4.5 hours. And what is there out there?
Right.
There's a wonderful lighthouse that they've renovated. There's great beaches. There's a shipwreck out there that's only about 30 yards offshore. The bow of the boat's only like 5 or 6 feet below the surface. It's the most popular snorkeling site in Michigan. There's a second shipwreck that's about 400 yards offshore. A third of it's above the water. It was a freighter that crashed in the 1960s. And people will hike out to check that out. And the largest white cedars in Michigan, there's a small grove of them on the backside of the island. You throw in these great beaches and these perched dunes. Magnificent place.
Now, let's just talk logistics. When you talk about the ferry coming over, does that bring you and your car or just you and your feet?
Well, the great thing about these two islands is no cars out there. There's also no stores. There's no place to stay except for campgrounds. So it's kind of a true escape. And so you know, you take the ferry out, you want to make sure you catch the ferry back in if you're only spending a day. And that, lots of times during the summer, people will miss that ferry. So the park rangers out there have tents and sleeping bags, and campers will donate food into a box in case you need emergency food. But no, there's nothing developed. So it's a really wonderful escape.
Now, you list the Garden Peninsula as your second choice, and I have never heard of the Garden Peninsula.
Well, it's in the UP, and the UP itself is, I've always been stunned at the number of people, lifelong Michigan people, have never gone across the Mackinac Bridge and never been in the Upper Peninsula, much less explore it.
You know, and you're talking to one, I guess I have pictures of myself at Tequamenon Falls when I was one or two,
yes.
We keep saying, we have to really do the UP, because it is another look at Michigan.
It's a great area. And well, the fact that it's only one interstate highway and it only goes 40 miles between the bridge and Sault Ste. Marie, you got to love that.
Yes,
you know?
Yeah.
But the Garden Peninsula is to the west along US 2, and it sticks down into Lake Michigan. It has some really neat areas. It has two vineyards, too, which is pretty unusual. A lot of people don't realize that there's a handful of vineyards in the Upper Peninsula.
Okay.
One of them kind of specializes in strawberry and blueberry wines, and you know, but another one grows grapes. It also has Fayette State Park. And what Fayette was, in the 1880s, it was a company town. Hmm. And they were mining iron ore from, I believe they were shipping it out of Wisconsin or Minnesota. And they were taking it down to Cleveland. But to reduce the weight, they'd stop at Fayette, they'd melt it down into pig iron, and then they ship it at a reduced cost. So this Jackson Iron Company built this entire town there, including an opera house, and all these buildings. And all of a sudden, after like 40, 50 years, they got up and they left. The town's still there. And it's the best ghost town in Michigan. It gives you a really nice slice of history, our mining history. And when you add that with the peninsula's great beaches and a lot of campgrounds there, it's a wonderful place.
So that's the Garden Peninsula. All right, Grand Island.
Love Grand Island. I like Pitchard Rocks, too. And Pitchard Rocks are really well known. It's another one of our three national parks. Pitchard Rocks is known for lighthouses and these 200-foot sandstone cliffs, redstone, colorful cliffs, and it's a place where backpackers, campers, and hikers go.
Mm.
Again, it's really well known. It has boat tours and so forth, but really nearby is Grand Island, and it's much less crowded.
Okay.
You jump on a ferry from Unicene. It's only about a half mile. You can get over there. You can take mountain bikes on its trail system. You can hike them. There's walk-in campgrounds there. There's also sandstone cliffs and sea caves and formations. There's a lighthouse, and it's a great kayaking destination as well.
So it's not a very long ferry ride.
Half mile, you can see where you're going.
Yeah, some people are not enamored, going too long on that ferry, especially at the end of a long day, and you don't want to have to take a long time getting back.
Absolutely.
Let's move to Michigan's Thumb, which I adore Michigan's Thumb. We have relatives and friends with the cottages right there, Port Austin, and it is a great spot.
It's a great spot, and it's really laid back, especially when you compare it to the Gold Coast, the Lake Michigan shoreline.
Yes.
It's not overdeveloped. In fact, they're still struggling to return to, you know, get beyond this economic recession that we had. But it's a wonderful area. The best part about it, it's 2 hours, 2.5 hours from the Detroit area.
It is.
You know, you're not driving all day to get to Traverse City, for instance.
Mm-hmm.
Port Austin is just it's a very historical town. Has some great restaurants and B&Bs. Mm-hmm. I love the Garfield House.
Been there, yes.
Been there. My two favorite restaurants up there is The Bank, 1884. The other one I really like is The Farm. And that's a little further away. It's southwest of Port Austin. It's like a 15-20 minute drive. And it's run by a couple who teaches at a culinary school.
Yeah.
At one of the local community colleges. And during the summer, they run this restaurant called The Farm, and the food is amazing. Two areas that are really cool up there to visit between staying at the Garfield House and eating. Port Crescent State Park is at the very tip. Wonderful. Has sand dunes, which a lot of people are shocked. I also like Sanilac Historic Site. And what Sanilac is it's just in the middle of the Thumb. you really, someone has to tell you about it for you to stop. There's not a lot of signs. But what happened was the farmer was burning off some brush, and he discovered petroglyphs. Mm-hmm. And it's the only really decent set we have in Michigan. And they've been protected now. And there's a trail system that goes around the whole area, and you can see other remains of the Native Americans. And it's not, you know, something you just drive there for, but just another neat little stop in the Thumb area.
And I have to throw up a plug in just for personal experience. Again, as I say, we have friends with cottages in Port Austin and in Caseville. And I got to say, August brings cheeseburger in Caseville Festival.
Yeah.
It's a blast.
It's great.
Just a lot of fun. And Caseville's a great little town as well.
Yeah.
So.
Well, the other thing about it, wild, and people don't realize about the Thumb is you go to Port Austin, you can see a sunset.
Yes,
on Bird Creek County Park, there's a long pier. It's right downtown,
yeah.
And people gather there. It's like Key West. They clap afterwards. It's a really cool area.
And also, just to if you're planning for 4th of July, and we've done this, there is nothing like sitting out on the beach and watching the fireworks all the way. You can see all
yes,
the way up past
yes,
East Tawas.
Yes.
And there's these fireworks. It is spectacularly beautiful. And only in Michigan would you get that curve of the thumb
absolutely.
And all the way out. All right, now we're going to move over to Emmett and Charlevoix counties. What do you like there, Jim?
Well, working on the website, we were doing a lot of these small trails up there. And the thing we noticed is it's a pretty rugged counties up there.
Yeah.
And there was a lot of high points. And most people go up there for Petoskey and Charlevoix. There's great shopping. Petoskey State Park has a wonderful beach. With Petoskey Stones, that's what it's really known for.
Mm-hmm.
And Gaslight District is wonderful. But if you move inland a little bit, there's some wonderful high points. The best is Avalanche Peak. And this is near Boyne City. And it used to be a downhill ski area. And it went out of business. And the whole area was given to the Boyne City. And they made it in a park. It's about 450 steps up. Yeah, it's a little bit of a climb. But you get to the top, it's the best view in the Lower Peninsula. Because you're right above Lake Charlevoix. You can look right down Lake Charlevoix. The two ridges that enclose it. And you can see Charlevoix and then Lake Michigan. Unbelievable view. It's just a high point. Another one we like is Skyline Trail. Which is, again, it's just southwest of Petoskey. It's actually along the North Country Trail, but it's a little spur, and it just takes you a great little high point with a view of a valley, and they built an observation deck there. It was so nice. The other thing you can do in these two, again, you got to get inland a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Go to Boyne Mountain or Boyne Highlands during the summer, and you can hike up their tall hills. And then take the zip line back down. Each one has zip lines now.
Oh, so fun.
Yes.
That's fun.
Absolutely. And you're high up. You can get great views. And you have this exciting zip line down. And again, all you got to do is get away from the coastline of these two great counties. And you can have some fun.
And actually, you're tossing out ideas that even if someone's got a cottage, inevitably, people are going to come visit. You're going to look for things to do or places to take them, and you've just offered up all kinds of great ideas. And the website that Jim is involved with is michigantrailmaps.com. He's the editorial director. Jim Dufresne, great tips for summertime, and we'll have to get you back, and we'll dig in for some fall things as well.
And then winter.
And then winter. Can't overlook winter.
Can't overlook
winter. We just don't want to think about it right now. Jim, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.